the best way to intro this podcast is to just tell you flat out that a lot of really cool-headed people that I know, well, several of them, have been calling me over the last couple of days, and they are frantic. They're frantic. I mean, they're super excited. Not in a positive way. They are agitated but animated about how imminent the collapse situation is. And these are people who have been through, like, they're overseas operators in the past. You know, some of them have run kidnap recovery operations in the Middle East, for example, and South America. And they're pretty cool-headed people, you know, well-trained. They can solve problems under pressure, and they are starting to, I wouldn't say break. They're not going to break, but they're frantic about what's coming. And one of them said to me just a little bit ago that, you know, people don't realize that whatever they have in their cupboard by next week, he said in this one case, like, that's all they're ever going to have, because he suspects that the system could crater as early as next week. Now, I'm not publicly predicting that it's all going to crater next week. I think we may have perhaps a little more time than that. But it could crater at any moment. That's the thing, is it's unannounced. And I have a lot of sources, you know, in many different areas of life, from technology and science to, you know, former military and special forces and former FBI, what have you. And when my sources start to tell me things like this, we should pay attention. Because this isn't something that they are able to say publicly, by the way. This is non-public information. This is the kind of thing that these people are telling each other. And I know for a fact that there are people flooding into cryptocurrency right now to escape the dollar. And there are people panic buying gold and silver right now to escape the dollar. There is buzz behind the scenes that the dollar is done. And it's just hanging by a thread. It's running on vapor. And it's just a very short matter of time before it's worthless. And then every asset that people have that's denominated in dollars, including, you know, a savings account, a checking account, your business account, treasuries, T-bills, and what have you, they're all literally going to be worthless overnight without warning at some point here. But that itself is not even the biggest part of what's freaking people out. The real freak out comes when people realize what happens next. Because if the globalists ever wanted to, you know, crater society and just plunge America into mass chaos, I mean, anarchy overnight, there would not be a faster way for them to achieve that than to destroy the dollar, to have a currency collapse. So the ramifications of that are what we should all be afraid of. And that is, of course, you know, chaos in the streets, people looting like crazy, the cities plunged into complete lawlessness and violence and chaos beyond anything that we've ever seen. But you know all of that, and that's probably why you don't live in a city. But even for those of us who live far from the cities, we have to correctly assume that all the supply lines are down, that even your country grocery store, you know, won't be able to get resupply, or your country gas station, or your country dollar store, or whatever you have, wherever you go, your Walmart, you know, forget it. It's done. And we don't know how long the whole system's going to be down. But when the financial collapse comes, nothing functions for a very long period of time. It may take years to recover and restart, kind of reboot the economic situation. And in the meantime, it's going to be lawlessness and chaos. Now, there's one piece of good news in all this, is there won't be tax collectors for a while because there's nothing to collect. And by the way, I've said this before, that every government worker is one paycheck away from, you know, just losing their loyalty to the government, because just one paycheck away, if they're not getting paid, they're not going to do the work. Well, maybe some of them are power hungry. They would work for free, you know. But most of the bureaucrats that run the system and push the paper and so on, they, if the paychecks stop, they're staying home. Heck, most of them have stayed home for the last year and a half anyway because they're getting paid to do so. But those paychecks are going to stop. And that means the work stops. And that means the government, as we know it, collapses, you know, ceases to exist. We're talking about like a 1991-style collapse of the Soviet Union. And what happens from that, you know, the Balkanization, the secession of states in the U.S. is what would be the equivalent to that. The central control, D.C., just completely breaking down. And I'm starting to wonder if China is going to break down around the same time. The CCP is on the verge of financial collapse itself. And I'm wondering, actually, I've been wondering this for a while, if China and the U.S. fall and Russia is the country left standing, because Russia has done some very wise things in disconnecting from the Western financial system and having a way to disconnect from the Western internet system while also stockpiling gold and, you know, rejecting GMOs and other things that cause genetic pollution, and making its own vaccines in Russia instead of the toxic extermination depopulation vaccines that the West is using and so on. I wouldn't be surprised if Russia is the country left standing at the end of all this. And if you ask yourself, who built the COVID bioweapon? Well, the answer is pretty clear. The United States and China. The U.S. built it with DARPA and Fauci and the NIH and Chapel Hill and Ralph Baric and so on. The U.S. built it, and then they shipped it off to China for the final finishing touches, you know, to just to really maximize the ACE2 affinity for maximum human damage. And that's what China did. But this thing originated in the U.S. And then they just exported the intellectual property to China so that China could finalize the weapon. So the U.S. and China built the weapon that's destroying the world. Russia didn't build that weapon. But Russia's been building other types of weapons, such as hypersonic missiles and exotic space weapons and things that will allow Russia to continue to exist, even if World War III breaks out, and it looks like it's going to. So I would not be surprised if that's how all of this ends up. When the dollar collapses, the U.S. is over. It's over. And when the CCP collapses, China as a world power is over, because, I mean, for one thing, think about it, all their bribes and the money they pay to all the bureaucrats, suddenly that stops once China suffers its own financial collapse. That means half of the U.S. Congress and most of the journalists in America will no longer be getting their payoffs from communist China. That's going to have a big impact. Where are they going to get paid, you know? So the Chinese propaganda will stop very quickly because the kickbacks and the bribes have stopped. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, Russia's been moving strategic weapons into the North Pole for many years. For many years. And the North Pole is kind of the strategic high ground, you might say, over the Northern Hemisphere, because it gives Russia, with its weapon systems, an ability to attack, you know, to launch ICBMs, potentially, or EMP weapons from North Pole launchers to reach North America or Europe or China, all with the same ease, basically. The North Pole is a central point where they can reach all of those locations quite readily with their weapons, and they have hypersonic missiles. And the hypersonic missiles mean that they can hit very specific, precise targets, and there's no defense against them. Hypersonic cruise missiles with with perhaps small tactical nuclear payloads. So, anyway, the people that are in the know are starting to freak out. That's all I'm saying. And they are hunkering down and getting ready to survive the next year or so with no supplies, with no trips to the grocery store, with nothing. No more ammo coming, no more food coming, no more money system functioning, no internet functioning. That's what they're preparing for. I know this firsthand. They tell me these things, and that's why I've been kind of urgently helping people prepare for similar things. So get ready, folks. It's all coming. It's all coming. Check out my website, prepwithmike.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, at naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. Take care.